The Gemara in Pesachim on Nunvav Amar Aleph 56a relates that before Yaakov Avinu died, he called his children together and he wanted Legalos Haketz. He wanted to reveal to them the deadline when Mashiach was going to come. And for some reason it was hidden from him, and he thought the reason was that something was wrong with his children, and they weren't united in their heart, and they proclaimed Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Yaakov Avinu answered Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Vaed. The Rambam in Perek Aleph from Hilchus Kriya Shema Halacha Dalet writes, Misoras hi biyodeinu, we have a tradition, shebishah shekibitz Yaakov Avinu esbonov b'mitzrayim b'shas misoso, when Yaakov Avinu gathered together his children in Mitzrayim before he died, tshivam v'zirzum al yichud Hashem, he commanded them and gave them zirus on yichud Hashem, on the oneness and unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Alderech Hashem Shaholech Bo Avram VeYitzchak Aviv, and the path that his forefathers Avram and Yitzchak followed. Difficult Rambam, since the Gemara says that what he gathered them together was to tell them when the deadline for Mashiach would be, not to command them and be mezarez them on Yichud Hashem. Perhaps the explanation is that the whole purpose of the Kates, of the world reaching its completion, is when everything will unite totally under Hashem, and Hashem will be one. As it says, Bayomahu Yi Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, then will Hashem be one and His name one. And as we say in the Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as Rashi says, that Hashem, who's our God now, one day will be the God of the entire world and be truly one. Yaakov Avinu wanted legalos es haketz, meaning both to let them know when the ketz would be, but more to reveal to them what that ketz was. They should understand what the ultimate goal of everything is, that total unity of Hashem. Ein od milvado, there's nothing besides Him. And that they should have kavana and think and know clearly that that day would one day come, and when it would come, and have tremendous ga'aguim, have tremendous aspirations and longings for that oneness of Hashem. However, that was hidden from him, and Yaakov thought the reason is because there's something lacking in the Shvatim's appreciation or their being united and in their heart in believing in that oneness of Hashem. And therefore the Shvatim declared that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we believe implicitly in that Achdus Hashem. And then Yaakov understood that it's not because there's something wrong or missing with his children, but just the opposite. The idea of Achdus Hashem in this world is to unify all the different components of the world under Hashem, which is called Malchus Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, and not to understand and to contemplate and to anticipate the total oneness of Hashem that isn't for this world now. But the idea of anticipating and waiting anxiously for Mashiach is to live a life in this world where one unifies his all of his talents, abilities, capabilities, unifies with all the other members of Klal Yisrael and ultimately with all the members of the world in service of Hashem as God's kingdom. And this is reflected in the Tfilos of Yomim Noroyim, where we start, Uvechein tein pachdecha Hashem Elokeinu akol ma'asecha, v'yayosu kulam aguda echos, lasos v'tzon chobalev avshalim. The first step is that the entire creation should become one unit to serve God with unity. That's called Malchus Hashem. And only after that do we say, uvechein tein kavod Hashem le'amecha uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, which will culminate in v'sim lo chato Hashem levadecha al kol ma'asecha, where God will truly be one, the oneness of the world to come, the oneness of after Moshiach. But the oneness of this world is everything working together for one common purpose, to become part of God's kingdom. As Rav Moshe Vali explains, the idea of longing and awaiting Mashiach every day is in order that we should do tshuva and that we should be able to bring that time closer, that everything taka will unite under the Rabbanu Shalom's ultimate absolute unity. But the purpose in this world is to be able to do those things that will bring about that unity, not to contemplate that unity itself. This is the meaning of the Medrash that compares Yaakov Avinu to a confidant of the king who's dying, and he wants to reveal to his children the mysteries of the king. And he sees the king is standing there by his bed. So instead he tells his children, be careful of the honor of the king. So too Yaakov wanted to reveal the mysteries of the king, this Achdus Hashem, the Ketz, the end of time, when everything will unite in absolute unity. And he sees the Shechina is there by his bed, and instead he tells his children, Hizaru b'kvodo shel melech, which means the following, that Yaakov, just like a confidant of the king, thought that it would be good for his children to know the king and the mysteries of the king. But he realized since the king is amongst them, it's more important for them to interact with the king than to really know him, but get to know him eventually. So too, in this world, the thing is to serve the king, be part of his malchus, and ultimately lead to that ultimate oneness of the mysteries of the king. And that's why the Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu looked at the names of the Shvatim, and he saw there is no chait, there's no imperfection, there's no sin, and yet there's no kates. Because the idea is that because they have the ability to become perfect and one when they unite together, then there's no kates. The purpose is not to look and understand the future, but to work in the present in bringing about that perfection that comes from a unified effort in being God's kingdom. And these are the brachos that Yaakov gave. The brachos were that each one should be careful of the honor of the king by understanding his part in this world and contributing it towards the common unified service of Hashem that comprises God's kingdom in this world. And also they should understand what is not their portion, so they don't encroach on someone else's. So the fact that Yaakov told Reuven that he's not the Melech, not the Kohen, and not the Bechor, and that he cursed Shimon and Levi's anger, was also a bracha which enabled them to contribute their part and not to encroach on someone else's part. As the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, that what was said to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi was in fact a bracha in itself. And therefore, when the Shvatim said that they do understand ultimately the oneness of God, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yaakov Avinu understood that that is not the purpose at this moment, but Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed, on an ongoing basis, La'olam Vo'ed, towards that ultimate oneness, is being part of God's kingdom, contributing and uniting with all the other Jews and with the entire world to create a kingdom of God, not the ultimate unity, but the relative unity of this world. And that's why the Medrash compares Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusa Le'olam Vo'ed to a princess who desired to eat some tzitke kedera, which is some kind of not so refined food. And her servants felt it was beneath her dignity to eat that food. On the other hand, she's a princess and she wants it, so they brought it to her quietly. It could be the idea is the following, that the princess should have waited to eat the refined meal in its proper time that the kings eat at the third hour of the day. However, she wanted an appetizer. She wanted something now to build up her appetite towards that main meal, something less refined. And therefore they brought it to her quietly because this would prepare her for the refined big meal. So too, in this world, the unity of Hashem is not complete, absolute. But the way to reach that is by uniting all the various things under HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the day when Ein Od Milvado, when it'll be clear that there's nothing besides Hashem and everything is part and parcel of Him. And this is like the appetizer, the Achdus in this world, the relative unity prepares for the absolute unity. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Baruch Shem Kavod when the Torah was dictated to him, because God was alluding to the ultimate Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. One day God will be one absolutely. But Yaakov Avinu understood and told his children quietly the way to reach that is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed, the ongoing unity, relative unity amongst all of creation under God's kingdom. And that's why on Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur itself is the day that represents in this world the absolute unity, where everything unifies, good, bad, everything unifies under Hashem, then we say Baruch Shem Kavod out loud, because we have the ultimate unity represented and the path towards that on Yom Kippur itself, then Baruch Shem Kavod can be said out loud. And that's what the Psikta alludes to when it says, V'zos asher diber lohem, v'zos yovo aron el HaKodesh. It relates that which Yaakov told his children, how each one can contribute their unique part towards the unity of the Jewish people, which will lead to Bezos Yovo Aron LaKodesh on Yom Kippur, when that unity will lead to the absolute unity of the future. And that's what the Zohar says, that at Yaakov Avinu's bed was unified Avram, Yitzchak, the Shechina, total unity. And therefore Yaakov thought he would be able to tell his children to contemplate that absolute, ultimate unity. But then he realized that the Derech HaAvos, as the Rambam says, the path of the Avos was to unify themselves and all of their actions and the entire world under God, and that would bring ultimately to the absolute unity. And therefore the Medrash HaGadol says that Yaakov Avinu commanded his children concerning machlokas, not to be disunified, not to have strife and arguments, because that is the antithesis of what the relative unity is in this world. The Shalom HaKadosh says he commanded them on Sheila Shalom. We've explained in the past that the idea of saying Shalom Aleichem means my Shalom, my Shleimus, my perfection depends on you. That it's only when everything unites, all the different components of creation, all the different kinds of people, with all their different abilities, capabilities, and talents, can there really be shleimus, be perfection in this world. And that this idea of she'ila shalom. And therefore the Noda Behuda points out, with the power of achdus and unity, then we will be able to overpower Gog and Magog and build the Beis HaMikdash. Which means that if you want to come to the absolute unity, where all evil will be eradicated, and there'll be a Beis HaMikdash where God will rule, in fact, absolutely as one, then the path to that is unity amongst people, amongst the Jewish people, amongst all components of the world. That is the means and the path to reach that ultimate unity. And that's why in Agadish Bereshis it says that even though the ultimate day of the Kates is not known, but there's a siman, there's a sign, when the Jewish people will unite, That's a sign that that day is near. And this is the intention of Kriya Shema. First, to declare that we understand that Hashem is our God now, but ultimately He will be one, absolutely one, and to understand that, but then to say, Baruch Shem Kivod Lo, that until we can reach that time, we have to be satisfied with a relative oneness where there's a Malchus Hashem, where there are, is other things that exist, but they have to unite and, as God's kingdom. And that is the way to reach that ultimate Achdus. I think this is the meaning that Rabbi Akiva, when they were combing his flesh with the combs of iron, and he was smiling, and his students asked, how much? And he said, my whole life, Mitzta'arti al inyan zeh, it troubled me. It says you love God with all your soul, even if He takes away your life. Meaning that a person's entire one unified purpose in this world is to serve Hashem, even if it means losing his life. And it means unifying with everything else in the world. And that's Rabbi Akiva's entire life was that, and the purpose of life. But when he, because of that, reached the understanding of the absolute unity, then he had no more purpose to live in this world. And Yatza Nishmaso Be'echad, his neshama left this world when he came to the realization of the absolute unity, which is not for this world, but for the next world. And therefore, we must strengthen ourselves to unite all of our abilities, capabilities, talents, all of our pursuits in this world, all of our life, and to unite with all others within the kehillah, our kehillah with other kehillahs, and to create a Malchus Shamayim, a kingdom of the Ribbono Shel Olam that will unite under Him, and wait and with that unity, anticipate and long for the day that the unity will be absolute, when Kakshem will be Taka Lemelech Al Kol Aretz, and Bayom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That's what it says, that Rosh Hashanah, which represents Malchus Hashem, leads the way and enlightens the way to Yom Kippur, which represents the ultimate, absolute unity of the Ribbono Shel Olam.